At last it is over just the right spot. At last. Who is the last student who came in? Huh? The last student who came in is Mr. Qasemi. The first student is Mr. Mazrai. At last means finally, at the end. Huh? Yes, yes. At last or finally. At last or finally, it is over just the right spot. You see, the airplane is flying. It goes from Tehran to Isfahan. From Isfahan, it goes to Abadeh. From Abadeh, it goes to Shiraz. And from Shiraz, it goes over Mina. Now that it is around Mina, it is at the right spot. Right, you know. What is right? Correct. Yes. Right here means proper or correct. At last, it is over the right spot. Over the right place. Make a sentence. I say, Shiraz, huh? Shiraz is a spot in south of Iran. A spot or place or city. Shiraz is a spot in south of Iran. What about Erbil? Erbil is a... No. What is it? Erbil is a spot in north of Iran. What about Tabas? Tabas is a spot in central Iran. It is between Yazd and between Yazd, Kerman, and in the north you have suppose, what is it, Gunabad, things like that. It is in the middle. It is in the center of Kavir. So at last it is over just the right spot. Now someone opens the cabin door. You see? The airplane flies from Tehran to Shiraz. Nobody opens the door. From Shiraz it goes to, what did I say, to Minab. Now that the airplane is on Minab, somebody opens the door. Which door? The door of the room? Huh? The cabin's door. What is a cabin? Yes, the cabin's door. Someone opens the cabin's door. What happens when somebody opens the door of the cabin? What happens? An airplane comes out of the airplane? No. A paycon comes out of the door? No. Something else comes out of the door. Out come great white parachutes. You see, this is the airplane. Suppose this is the airplane. And this is the cabin door, for example. Somebody opens the cabin door. Out of the cabin door comes parachutes. No. Yes, yes. You come down in a parachute. Parachute is something like this. A man comes down with a parachute. Somebody opens the door, and out of the airplane, out of the cabin, comes what? Comes great parachutes. So
parachute.
Yes. Great. Yes, it is clear. You should know this. Easy words. Great means big, huge, colossal, very big. Tied to each of the parachutes is a cage. You see, here, to this parachute is tied a man. To fasten. To this parachute, a man is tied. A man is connected. But here in this picture, you see to the parachute, a man is not tied. What is tied to the parachute? A cage. Yes. To each parachute is tied a cage. So what is the verb to tie, to connect, to join? It is past tense, tied, past participle, وجه وصفی مجهول. It is tied to it. We don't know who has tied it. We know it is tied. اون چیزی که میدونیم اینه که اینو بستن. حالا کی بسته؟ This sentence does not say. It is passive, مجهوله. Tied to each of the parachutes, بسته شده به هر کدوم از این چتران, is a cage. You see the picture of the cage. In each case is a beaver. In each case is a beaver. Who knows what a beaver is? Huh? What is a beaver? You see the picture of beaver here. Huh? Something like that. It is an animal which lives in the water. I am not sure about it. If you have a Farsi dictionary, please check it out. I don't know the exact meaning of whether it is Samur Abi or Sanjab Abi or Sag Abi. It is something like that. I am not sure. Huh? Fok? No. Fok is bigger. Okay. Tied to each of the parachutes is a cage. In each cage is a beaver. You see, let's check it up for the next time. You check it up, I'll check it up, and we talk to each other for the next week to see what it is. Now the cages are floating to the ground. Float. Float. You go to the park. You go to the sea. You see some duck are swimming on the surface of water and you want to give them some food, you throw a piece of bread in front of them. What happens to the bread? The bread floats on the water. Huh? The bread floats on the water. Now he says, these parachutes and these cages float towards the ground, little by little. They do not fall like this. If something falls suddenly, especially at such a... Yes, yes, float. Yeah. And in your cooler, you have floater. Something which floats. In your cooler, you have a floater. In your carburetor, the carburetor of the car, of your motorcycle, you have something very small which floats on the surface of the liquid. Yes. It floats to the surface of the... Okay, that is just what we talked about. Beware, I told your friends, I don't know whether it is Samur Abi, Sag Abi, I'm not sure about it. I told you, go and look it up and tell me. Soon they will open by themselves. Soon. Who knows what is soon? Yes, early. They will open by themselves. By themselves. This is a reflexive pronoun. You see, myself, yourself, himself, herself, itself, ourselves, yourselves, themselves, they have two names. They are called reflexive pronouns and emphatic pronouns. Reflexive pronoun, when the effect of the action refers to the subject himself. For example, I am shaving my face and I cut my face. I say, I cut myself this morning. خودم رو بریدم. This is called reflexive pronoun. ضمیر انعکاسی. عمل اثر عمل به خود شخص برمیگرده. It is called a reflexive pronoun. And also they are called emphatic pronouns. Why emphatic? Because they are used to show emphasis. For example, we say, he himself told me so. My father himself told me to go to the cinema, for example, to go to park. My father himself told me to do that. In that case, it's called an emphatic pronoun. ضمیر تأکیدی. او خودش به من گفت. I myself saw him on the street. من خودم اونو تو خیابون دیدم. I myself saw him on the street. So, here he says, soon they will open by themselves. توسط خودشون باز میشن. Soon they will open by themselves. In no time, all the beavers will be making a dam. Please repeat after me. In no time.
In no time.
Means very, very soon. Not after a long time. In no time means after 10 minutes, after half an hour, these beavers come out of the cage and they start making a dam. I tell you what a dam is. So in no time means soon. Foran. Instantly, yes. In no time, or soon, all the beavers will be making a dam. Soon, they will start making a dam. Dam.
Dam.
You see, if you want to hold the water of a river to use it for agriculture or industrial products, what do you make? Do you make a bridge over the river, or do you make a dam to stop the water? You make a dam. We have Amir Kabir Dam on the Karaj River. We have the Lar Dam on the Lar River. We have Latian Dam on the, yes, on the Latian River. Yes. These beavers, they are not architects, they are not engineers, but they make dams. They make dam. So, use dam in a sentence, can you? Who can make a sentence with dam? No, no. Make a sentence with use dam. Yes, for example, make a sentence with pencil. You say, I write my name with a pencil. Now, make a sentence with them. I see a dam, I will go to the dam. What for? Why do you go to the dam? For swimming. For swimming. I will go to the dam for swimming. Some people go to the dam for doing something else. You saw a film on television on Friday. What do they do? Why do they go to the dam? To do something. For fishing. For fishing. Yes. They go to a dam for fishing. Yes, of course. Behind the dam is a pool. So, why do you go to a dam? Why do you go to a dam? Do you go to a dam to fly?
No.
To eat a sandwich?
Swimming.
To swim, huh?
Fishing.
For fishing, for swimming, yeah. Huh? To commit suicide, huh? To fish, yes. To, yes, you say fishing. You say, I go fishing. میرم به ماهیگیری. اون دیگه درش مستطره. Fishing a fish. دیگه زیاد fish میشه. Catch a fish. Catch a fish. Or to fish. ماهیگیری کردن. و همون fishی که ING گرفته شده fishing ماهیگیری. یا اگه میخواین حتما گرفتن رو بگین catch a fish. ولی همون fishing درسته. To fish. To fish and also now. The animals are taken by plane because it saves time. It might take days to walk to the same spot. The animals are taken by plane because it saves time. The animals are taken from Tehran to Mina in an airplane. Not by a minibus, not by a Paycon. Because if you go by airplane, it is faster and it saves time. You can go from Tehran to Mashhad in an hour. Huh? You can go from Tehran to Mashhad by train. It takes you more than 20 hours. You can go from Tehran to Mashhad in your Paycon. It takes about 12 hours, 13 hours. So, if you go by plane, what are you doing? You are saving money or you are saving time? You are saving time. Of course, going by plane is more expensive than going by train. But in that way, you are saving time because it is faster. It might take days to walk to the same spot. Huh? No, no. To take, for example, if you go to the classroom, take your book with you. Yes, take your books to the classroom. Take it with you. Here it means not something like carry. Yes, yes. بردن، حمل کردن. Taken. It is passive. They are taken by somebody else. هم کرده می شوند. It might take days to walk to the same spot. Might, past tense of may. It might take days to go to the same spot if they wanted to walk. You see, suppose you want to go from Qom to Tehran. If you go on foot, if you walk from Qom to Tehran, you may need 2 or 3 days to go from Qom to Tehran. If you go by a bicycle, huh? How much time do you need? From Qom to Tehran, if you go on a bicycle, maybe one day. If you go on a motorcycle, huh? Maybe half a day. Okay. Suppose you go in a Peykan from Qom to Tehran. You need about 2 hours. If you go in a Mercedes, how much do you need? Perhaps 1 hour. So you say, if I go from Qom to Tehran in a Mercedes, it takes me an hour. If you come from your home to school, how long does it take you to come from home to school, or to go from school to your home, to go back? How long does it take you? 15 minutes. So take here means it is needed, the time which is necessary. It takes me 10 minutes. It takes me 10 minutes to go from one place to another place. When the beavers are set free in the woods, they soon find a stream. Woods, do you know what is woods? Do you remember? Yes, in the jungle, where yellow, you see, you have forgotten so fast. First unit, where yellow when you are walking in a jungle or in the woods. they will soon find a stream. Please repeat after me. Stream. Stream. Stream or spring. They will soon find a stream. Yes. Then they will get right to work and start making a dam. They will go right to work immediately. Right here means immediately. Then they will go right to work and start making a dam. They do not start making an apartment. They do not start making a paycon. They start making a dam. They start make. How do they make a dam? Do they have cement? Huh? Do they have beton? Oh, let's see how they make a dam. Yes, yes. Yeah. I told you it is something which lives in the water. But I don't know whether it is Samur Abi or Sag Abi. They will get right to work and start making the dam. The pond made by this dam will help stop forest fires. Pond.
Pond.
Pond. You see, behind the dam, water is collected, water is gathered. This small area of water is called what? It is called a pond or a pool. Yes, yes. The pond made by this, the pond which is made by this, it is a passive, another passive sentence. The pond made by this dam will help stop forest fires. Do you remember what is a fire? If there is a fire in your, in a place, in a garage, you telephone to the fire department and the fire engines rush to the place of the fire and they start to extinguish the fire. Yes. And the land around the pond will keep very green. Around the pool or around the pond. Suppose this is a river. The beavers start to make a dam here. Little by little, the water is collected or gathered behind the dam, like a pond, like a pool. Now, this pond causes the area, the land around it, to become green. Like Mazandaran, like Gilan, because of water, all the area around it become green. It is hard for the forest to start. It is hard for the forest fire to start in wet, green woods. You see, suppose it is winter, or it is fall or autumn, as you may call it, and the woods are wet. You want to make a fire. Is it easy or difficult? It is very, very difficult. He says, when these beavers are set free, they start to do what? They start to make a dam. When there is a dam, water is collected behind it, and a pool is made. Because of this pool, the area becomes wet and green. Now, it becomes difficult to start a fire in the jungle. And in this way, the trees in the jungle are protected, are preserved against what? Against fires. Against what? Against fires, which sometimes take place or start in the jungle. Forest, the same as jungle or woods. What is forest? Yes, forest, jungle. No other wild animal works as hard as the beaver. Wet. Okay. Please repeat after me. Wet.
Wet.
Wet. You see, if you go and live in Yazd, the weather in Yazd is dry. If you go and live in Lahijan, the weather is wet. It is humid. It is wet, yes. Yes, yes. Dry. Humid, humid. From this word we have humidity. Humidity. If you go to the north, humidity is high. If you go to Yazd, humidity is low. The state of or the condition of being wet or humid is called humidity. Yes. No other wild animal works as hard as the beaver. Beavers can build a dam hundreds of feet long and more than 10 feet high. You see? Beavers can make dams hundreds of feet long. That is very, very strange. Hundreds of feet means half a kilometer. Is the length of the dam, and how much is the height of the dam? 10 meters. That is very interesting. This small animal can make a dam hundreds of meters long, and the height of it is about 10 meters. Put three of these rooms on top of one another, and you have 10 meters. A beaver's home may be as big as a 14 feet across and 16 feet high. Yes, yes, excuse me. A beaver's home may be as big as 14 feet across and 6 feet high. The plural, yes. Plural of foot is feet. And each foot is 30 centimeters. So, 14 feet is something around 4 meters. 4 meter is the width of the room, and the height of it is what? Let me see. Six feet, which means 2 meters. This animal makes a hole for himself, which is about 4 meters in width, and the ceiling is about 2 meters from the ground, and it goes and sleeps there for itself. Yet all he has to work with is a set of sharp teeth and 2 little hands. Across, you see, you go across the street. You are standing on this side of the street, and the shop or the bank is on the other side of the street. So you go from this side to the other side. You go across, from one end to the other. Yes. Yes. Yet all, you see, this animal makes a dam, such a big dam. Does it have a bulldozer, caterpillar, or Alice Chalmers bulldozer? No. He has only 2 small hands, and he has a set of sharp teeth. This animal, it has 2 little hands, and a set of sharp teeth. It works with these tools without any bulldozers, without anything. It just works day and night. It works with the hands and with the teeth, and it makes a big dam. Yet all he has to work with is a set of sharp teeth and 2 little hands. Sharp. You see, if you want to cut something with your knife, it should be sharp. Yes, if it is not sharp, it does not cut very well. So it should be sharp. It is opposite dull. If you use sharp for a student, you say that student over there is very sharp. In that case, sharp means clever. Yet? One meaning is yes, hanuz. But here it means something like although, ba wujud in, dar in hal. With his teeth, the beaver keeps beating little pieces from the bottom of a tree trunk. Let me see. I can't see it here. It must be biting, to bite. To bite, gaz gereften. With his teeth, the beaver keeps biting little pieces from the bottom of a tree. These are the branches of the tree. This part is the trunk. These are branches. Yes. What does the beaver do? The beaver starts eating. It starts eating or biting the trunk of the tree at the bottom. What happens to the tree? The tree falls on the ground. Now they start a party. The beavers start a party. All the beavers come, or one or two of them come and start eating the different parts of the tree into small pieces. They eat and at the same time work like a carpenter. They cut the trunk into small pieces and they take it to the stream and they put it in front of the water and they make a dam. Is it clear? Huh? How do they make a dam? First, they bite the trunk of the tree. As a result of cutting the trunk of the tree falls on the ground. Now they start eating this part, or this part, or this one, and make it, or transform it into smaller pieces and carry it to the river and put it in front of water. And in this way, they make a dam. They do not use cement. They do not use armature. They don't use any building material but wood and maybe the clay. Huh? Piece, yes. Little pieces from the bottom of a tree trunk to bite. You see, a dog bites. For example, I am trying to run away and the dog bites my leg to bite. Yes, yes, with the mouth, with the teeth to bite. Soon the tree falls. After a short while, the tree falls. Then the little worker cuts it into small pieces and pushes and pulls the pieces to the place where he wants them. This small worker starts cutting the tree trunk into small pieces. When they are cut into tree, the tree is cut into small pieces, what does he do? He starts carrying them, pulling or pushing them to the river and puts them in the water. Clear? Fall? Yeah. Push. I have a pecan. I cannot start the pecan. The weather is very cold. I cannot start the pecan. I ask some workers, please come here and push. Yes, push my car. Opposite push is pull. Yes. Why does a beaver work so hard to build a dam and make a pond? Why does this animal work so hard to build a dam and make a pond behind the dam? What is pond, Mr. Qasemi? Don't look at your book. What is pond? Why does he make it? Does he want to go swimming, Mr. Ali Muhammad? Huh? Does he want to go fishing or swimming? Why? Why does he make a dam? Does this beaver want to go fishing? Okay, listen. The reason is that he wants a house with water all around it. You see, nature or God has put this into his mind. He wants to have a hole or a house in the center of water, so that other animals or human beings cannot go to his house. He wants to make his house in a place like an island, in the middle of water, so that nobody can go there. That is the reason why he makes a dam in front of the river, and there is a pond made behind the river. And in the middle of that water, he makes a house for himself, like a villa, and goes and sleeps there, so that nobody can go there and catch it. You see how clever this animal is. And at the same time, it is very useful for the farming, for agriculture, because in this way, you can have natural dams without any cement, without any armature, without any engineer, without any architect. You can have a dam built by this animal. That is why they put them in the airplane, and they take them from Tehran to Minab, for example, or from Tehran to Sisangan jungle, because they are useful animals. They can make dams for people. So the reason is that he wants a house with water all around it. When he lives in an island home, it is hard for land animals to get to him. When he lives in an island home, island. Do you remember island? I told you S is not pronounced. Keshm Island, Kish Island, Khalk Island. So this animal wants to make a house in an island so that other animals cannot go and catch him. When the cold winter winds blow, please repeat after me, blow. Suppose you have a candle. If I want to put it off, I blow it, and it is put off. That heater over there, if you want to put it off, you blow it and it is finished. The wind blows. Excuse me. The movement of the air in the sky is called the wind or the blowing of wind. You say, look at those trees. The leaves of the trees are shaking. It shows the wind is blowing. At the airports, you have a vane. At the airport, you have a post like this. There is a string attached to it, and you have a vane. This vane shows the direction of the wind. It shows whether the wind is blowing or not blowing. So what is blowing of the wind? Very good, yes. Yes. For food, he eats twigs and bark from the trees. For food, he eats twigs and barks from the trees. Twig. Small branches of the tree are called twig. Small branches. Really? Where? Which sentences I didn't read? Made of mud and sticks. Yes, very good. He stays warm in his home, which is made of mud and sticks. Mud. Do you remember pottery? Yes. Mud is the same as clay. Mud or clay. Yes, when you see it, when you read it correctly, you should know the meaning of it also. وقتی شما اینو درست میخونید به احتمال زیاد معنیش هم میدونید. حالا land animal چی میشه؟ land animal. Yes. Land animal, sea animal, water animal. Land animal means the animals who live on the land. Mud and sticks. Stick. Stick. That is one meaning. Suppose I am an old man. I want to walk. I need something. I walk with a stick. What is a stick? A stick is made of wood. So here, a stick means pieces of wood. Yes. Stick means pieces of wood. Yes. Shakhe chub. For food, he eats twigs and bark from the trees. For food, he doesn't eat sandwich. He doesn't eat what? For example, hamburger. He eats the twigs, the small branches of the tree, and the bark of the trees. Bark. Bark. This is the tree trunk, isn't it? This tree trunk has a cover. This animal eats this cover of the tree trunk. No. Yes, bark. Twig, small branches, سرشاخه, شاخه کوچیک. Twig is small branches of the tree. Branch شاخه معنی میده. ولی twig شاخه‌های کوچیک که ما میگیم سر شاخه. The hard-working beaver asks for very little. This hard-working animal does not ask for good foods or a very good apartment or for a good wage. He asks for very little. About all he wants is a place to build a dam and live a quiet life. About all he wants, or almost all he wants, the only thing he wants is to give him a place to make a dam for you and then go and sleep there. He doesn't want anything else. Yes. He wants to make a dam and have a quiet life. He does not want anything else. He doesn't say, give me a helicopter, give me a Mercedes, send me to a restaurant. He doesn't want anything. He just wants to make a small room for himself, in the water, and that is all. Yes, very good. Do you have any questions about this part? Huh? Build. You build a building. This is a building. Yes, you build it, you make it, construct. About means almost, yes, approximately. Any question? Bite. Approximately. Huh? Almost or about, تقریبا. هم اون معنی رو میده، هم معنی around رو میده، در حول و حوش. You say Karaj is about Tehran. Karaj is around Tehran, or Karaj is approximately near Tehran. Or آخه اشکال همینه دیگه، اگه ما زیاد بخوام از این لغت ها بگیم شما خود ممکنه دل سرد بشی. کرج is in the proximity of تهران. Proximity یعنی حول و حوش. Approximately هم یعنی در حول و حوش همین معنی، حدوداً تقریبا. In the proximity. So do you have any questions? No question. Please repeat after me. We don't have enough time. A plane rolls over the woods. A plane rolls over the woods. At last,
it is
over just the right spot.
Now,
someone
opens
the cabin door.
Outcome,
great
white parachutes.
Tied to each
of the parachutes
is a cage.
In each cage
is a beaver.
Now
the cages are
floating to the ground.
In each cage
is a beaver.
Now
the cages are
floating to the ground.
Soon
they will
open
by themselves. Okay, just listen, I read it for you. A plane roars over the woods. At last it is over just the right spot. Now someone opens the cabin door. Out come great white parachutes. Tied to each of the parachutes is a cage. In each cage is a beaver. Now the cages are floating to the ground. Soon they will open by themselves. What is this paragraph all about, Mr. Ali Muhammad? It is about an airplane. Anything else? غیر از هواپیما دیگه چی هست؟ It is about parachutes and beaver and cages. What comes out of the airplane, Mr. Khaliqi? Yes, what comes out of the airplane? Parachutes. Where do these parachutes go? Do they go to Alaska? Where do they go? Do they go to Karaj? Do they go to Alaska? Where do they go? They come to the ground. Little by little, they come to the ground. After they land on the ground, what happens? Who goes and opens the door of the cages? No. On the ground, the door of the cages. Who opens them? No. There is no man. They open themselves. I told you this is a reflexive pronoun, zamir inekasi. Okay, let's go to the next paragraph.
Cage,
yes. این طور که این نوشته خودش باز میشه. این معنی این جمله از لحاظ گرامری اینه. ولی معلومه که اون جانوره این کارو میکنه. قفس که مگه این مکانیزمی درش کار رفته باشه که فرضاً خودش آبشه مثلا یه آلیاژی داره. ولی احتمالاً همون جانوره میبینه اینجا عجب گیری کرده. شاید هم قفس مثلا چوبیه. همون شروع میکنه جویدن. اول جایی که میجوه همون دیوار قفسه میاد بیرون. Okay. Now listen. In no time, all the beavers will be making a dam. The animals are taken by plane because it saves time. It might take days to walk to the same spot. Okay, now please repeat after me. In no time, In no time at all, the beavers will be making a dam. The animals are taken by plane because it saves time. It might take days to walk to the same spot. Okay, how long does it take for the beavers to make a dam? In no time. They start making a dam in no time at all. So do they start making a dam soon or after a long time? They will start making a dam soon. We said the animals are taken by plane. Why? What? Very good. Because it saves time. If they wanted to walk there, how much would it take? It could take days if they wanted to walk there to the same spot. I read it again. In no time at all, the beavers will be making a dam. The animals are taken by plane because it saves time. It might take days to walk to the same spot. Okay, now listen to the next paragraph. I'll read it to you. When beavers are set free in the woods, they soon find a stream. Then they will get right to work and start making a dam. The pond made by this dam will help stop forest fires, and the land around the pond will be kept very green. It is hard for a forest fire to start in wet, green woods. So, please listen and repeat. When beavers are set free in the woods, they soon find a stream. Then they will get right to work and start making a dam. The pond made by this dam will help stop forest fires. And the land around the pond will be kept very green. It is hard for a forest fire to start in wet, green woods. When the beavers are set free in the forest, what do they do?
They soon find a stream.
Very good. After they find a stream, what do they do? What do they do after they find a stream? In the back of the class, the students sitting there, yes. What do they do after they find a stream? I was asking those students. After they make a dam, what happens? They make a dam. What happens? What is made after they make a dam? A pond is made. A pond is made. What is the effect of this pond? This pond, what does this pond do? Huh? Helps stop the water. Okay. It keeps the forest. Huh? It prevents forest fires. Listen, I read it again. When beavers are set free in the woods, they soon find a stream. Then they will get right to work and start making a dam. The pond made by this dam will help stop forest fires, and the land around the pond will be kept very green. It is hard for a forest fire to start in wet green woods. No other wild animal works as hard as the beaver. Beavers can build a dam hundreds of feet long and more than 10 feet high. A beaver's home may be as big as 14 feet across and 6 feet high. Yet all he has to work with is a set of sharp teeth and two little hands. Please repeat after me. No other wild animal works as hard as the beaver. Beavers can build a dam hundreds of feet long and more than 10 feet high. A beaver's home may be as big as 14 feet across and 6 feet high. Yet all he has to work with is a set of sharp teeth and two little hands. Okay. What does the beaver have to work with? Who can answer? What does this beaver, does he have a bulldozer to work with? He has two small hands and what? One? A set of sharp teeth. How long, Mr. Ali Muhammad, how long will be the length of the dam he makes? Hundreds of feet. And how high is it?
Fixed feet high.
Very good. Okay, listen. With his teeth, the beaver keeps biting little pieces from the bottom of a tree trunk. Soon the tree falls. Then the little worker cuts it into small pieces and pushes and pulls the pieces to the place where he wants them. What does the beaver do? Biting little pieces from the bottom of the tree trunk. What happens to the tree after this? What happens to the tree? Soon the tree falls. After the tree falls, what does he do, Mr. Qasimi? The tree falls. Now, what does the beaver do? He cuts it into small pieces. Very good. And after that, what does he do?
Pushes
and pulls it. to the places where he wants to.
Okay, please repeat after me. With his teeth,
the beaver
keeps biting little pieces
from the bottom of a tree trunk.
Soon the tree falls.
Then the little worker
cuts it
into small pieces
and pushes and pulls
the pieces
to the place
where he wants them.
Okay, do you have any question about this part? No? Let's go to the next part.
Listen, I'm going to ask you questions.
ببینید بار اولی که پاراگراف میخونم به دقت گوش بکنید، چون بعدش سوال میکنم. حالا تازه کتاباتون شما بازه، در واقع باید کتاب بسته باش بتونین جواب بدین. حالا ما نمیگیم کتابتون رو ببندید.
Why does the beaver work so hard to build a dam and make a pond? The reason is that he wants a house with water all around it. When he lives in an inland home, when he lives in an island home, it is hard for land animals to get to him. When the cold winter winds blow, he stays warm in his home, made of mud and sticks. For food, he eats twigs and bark from the trees. The hard-working beaver asks for very little. About all he wants is a place to build a dam and live a quiet life. So, I ask you questions. In the back, your friend. Why does the beaver work so hard?
To build a dam and make a pond.
Huh? تازه اینم که جواب نبود. حالا why does he work so hard to build a dam and make a pond? Why? Why does he make a dam and a pond? Who can answer?
Because
yes, because he wants to have a house with water all around it. Why? Why he wants to have a water to have a house with water all around it? Why does he want to live in an island? What kind of animals? Because he wants land animals cannot go and catch him. He wants to be sure that when he is sleeping, nobody goes there and says, please come out, we want to catch you. Okay.
When the cold winter wind blows, where is he?
When the cold winter wind blows, where is this animal? Is he swimming? Where is he? He is in his house, He stays in his house. So do you think he has a very good and pleasant room or not a good room? He has a good room. He is sleeping there. He doesn't worry about anything.
And what is the food of this animal? What does he eat for food? Does he need hamburger or
twigs and barks of the trees?
This animal who is so industrious. Industrious means a person who works all the time, like the Yazdis, for example. The people from Yazd, they work a lot. What does this industrious animal want in his life? Does he want to buy a Cadillac or helicopter or something? What does he want in his life? It is mentioned in the paragraph. What does he want? Does he want to be millionaire? Yes, he wants to live a quiet, calm, quiet. Thank you very much. Please make as many questions as you can about this part and bring it to classroom next time you come here with you. This is your homework. هر اندازه سوال که میتونید در مورد این پاراگراف در مورد این ریدینگ که خوندید بنویسید. ببینید حالا اولی. A plane roars over the woods. سوال اولی که شما میتونید بکنید چیه؟ A plane roars over the woods. What roars over the woods? What is the verb? You can ask a question about roar. What does the plane do? Roars. در مورد فعل حالا سوال کردیم. Now you ask a question about the place. Where does a plane roar?
Over the woods.
Over the woods. So, for the short sentence at the beginning of this dialogue, this reading, you can at least ask four types of questions. برای این جمله سادگی چهار تا سوال میتونید شما مطرح بکنید. این سوالا رو بنویسید. ببینید من دوستانه به شما میگم راه دیگه فکر نکنید که این درس ها شما با این نمره 12-14 چیزی قبول شدید و بعد خب حالا بعدش چیه قبول بشیم. نه، شما یک راه توشه ای لازم دارید برای درس های بعدی که خیلی مشکله. شما اگر این کاری رو که من میگم انجام بدید، آقای ایکس یا ایگرگ رو که ما میاریم اینجا، ایشون خودش از اون کسایی که آماده است هر چند تا سوال که لازم باشه از دوستاش بکنه، وقتی که این آمادگی رو داره هر چند تا سوال هم ازش بشه ایشون میتونه جواب بده، چون خودش قبلا این سوالا رو طرح کرده. به هر حال شما اگر خودتون به خودتون کمک نکنید، جایی صحبت بود میگفتن که برای یادگیری زبان مادری هر کسی، حالا زبان سواحلی مردم کنیا باشه یا زبان انگلیسی مردم آنگلو ساکسون یا عربی شبه جزیره عربستان یا فارسی خودمون، 18,000 ساعت وقت صرف میشه تا یه بچه اون زبان رو یاد میگیره. شما قراره، اگر میگم ما در روش مثلا آدیو لینگوال نیرو هوایی بود 1200 ساعت زبان میخونید، اینجا الان شما با چقدر زبان، با چند ساعت فکر میکنید؟ دو ترم 80 ساعت بیشتر میشه. من اینو 4 برابرش میکنم، 400 ساعت بیشتر زبان میخونید؟ نمیخونید. پس راهش جبران این ساعت کمی رو که اینجا ما با هم دیگه کار میکنیم شما با تمرین بیشتر در خونه بکنید، و الا ممکنه میگم با یه نمره این درس رو قبول بشید برید. بعد چی؟ باز مرحله بعدی چی؟ در هر حال تو این مسیر یه جایی هست که به این چیزه، به این دم بیلدر بر میخورین، یه جای جلوتون یه سدی هست که متوقف ممکنه خدای نکرده بشه. برای اینکه اینا نتونن شما رو متوقف بکنن باید آماده باشید. حالا ببینید، ما برای اینکه بتونیم در عرض مثلا هر جلسه دو تا یونیت رو بریم جلو، از این به بعد سعی میکنیم که لغات درس جدید رو همینجا بگیم به شما تا اونجایی که امکان داره. اون به اصطلاح سوال‌های مقدر رو، همه سوال رو که نمی‌دونیم، اونایی که حدس می‌زنیم. Listen to the next reading. I read it once and then I try to give the new vocabulary.
A boy who took a short cut. The boys shouted and laughed as they ran about in the playground. It was near the end of the term in a school in Germany about 200 years ago. Soon school would be over for a few weeks. No wonder they felt happy. Their teacher watched them from the classroom window. He did not feel happy at all. End of term for him meant a lot of work. He thought hard. What could he find for the boys to do that would keep them quiet for a long time? Then he could deal with his own work. All of a sudden, he had an idea. When the bell rang for the end of playtime, he was smiling. One by one, the boys came back to the classroom and sat at their desks. "Listen, boys," said the teacher, "I want you to take your pencils and write down all the numbers from 1 to 100. When you have done that, add them all up. And no talking, mind." The teacher smiled, said to himself, but he was wrong. 5 minutes later, the slowest boy was still writing down the date. Most of the other boys had just begun to add the numbers. One boy, however, put his pencil down. "What's the matter, Carl?" asked teacher. "Can't you do it?" "Yes, sir," replied the boy, "but I have finished. The answer is 5050. Nobody in the room believed him. How could a boy of 10 add up all those numbers in such a short time? "Perhaps you had better tell us how you got your answer," the teacher told him. "It was easy," said the boy. "First of all, I added up 1 and 99, and that made 100. Then I added 2 and 98, and they came to 102. Then I kept on adding 3 and 95, 4 and 96, and so on until I got to 49 and 51. Each time the answer was 100. So I had 4,900 in all. That made 4,900. Then I added on the two numbers I left out, 50 and 100. And I got the answer, 5,050. The teacher groaned. It seemed as if the boy was quite right. Now he would have to find something else for them all to do. Today we have forgotten the name of the teacher, but not the little boy who was so quick at his sums. His name was Carl Gus. Carl Gus became a famous scientist. One of his great interests was astronomy, the study of the stars. Before he died in 1855, he had written 155 books. Okay, let me try to give you the meanings of the new words. Playground. Yes. Zamine bazi. No wonder they felt happy. No wonder. Please repeat after me. No wonder.
No wonder.
No wonder.
No wonder.
means it is not strange. It is something natural. طبیعی است که تعجبی ندارد که no wonder, it is not surprising. The teacher watched them from the classroom window. Shouted. Shout the same as cry. فریاد کردن. Cry. باید یه مقدارش خودتون خواهی نخواهی پیدا بکنید. To keep quiet for a long time. What is quiet? Yes, calm. All of a sudden he had an idea. Of course the correct pronunciation is idea. Idea, not idea. All of a sudden, please repeat after me. All of a sudden. All of a sudden. All of a sudden means suddenly. Suddenly, ناگهان. When the bell rang. Ring, rang, rang, rang. Zang زدن. Then the bell rang for the end of the playtime. He was smiling. Playtime. Playtime. When you take a break, you go out. The children go outside the classroom and they start playing volleyball, playing football. That is their break time or playtime. Yes. Zang tafriq. No, no, that is to rust. R-U-S-T, rust or corrode. زنگ زدن داشتیم قبلن. Iron rust, wood decay. No, no, that is to rust. R-U-S-T, rust or corrode. زنگ زدن داشتیم قبلن. Iron rust, wood decay. It should keep them busy. Do you remember busy? No, that is easy. Smiling. Smile. When a person tells a joke, others smile. Smile. Yes, smile, yes. Others smile. One of the students cracked a joke and others start gave a smile. خنده. Smiling در حال خنده با خنده. Reply. Please repeat after me. Reply. Reply. Reply the same as answer. Answer. Reply or answer. However. 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 However means anyhow, anyway, در هر حال. But. باید سعی کنیم این عادت رو ترک کنیم. حالا نمیم. شما این عادت ما رو ترک میدین یا ما این عادت شما رو ترک میدین؟ همین عادتی که دنبال لغت ها بگردین و معنی رو اون زیرش بنویسین و add. First of all, I added up. Thank you. Thank you. First of all, I added up. What is to add? Yes, to add. جمع کردم. Advice? There is نصیحت کردن. Famous. Well known. Famous. Famous. معروف. مشهور.
Astronomy, do you remember astronomy? It is a science. What is astronomy? Nujum, yes. If you have any questions, you can ask. Let me call the list.
Science.
Physics is a science. Electronics is a science. Biology is a science. So what is science? Yes, a branch of science. Political science. Economics. No, that is scientific. So, what is your assignment for next time? تکلیف شما برای دفعه آینده چی شد؟ Yes, write as many questions as you can about the reading unit 17 and study unit 18. Unit 18, you are the people who should study it. I am not going through it. I will tell you the difficult points, but I am not going to go through it from the A to Z, from the beginning to end. So please help me, and in fact help yourselves, so that we can go faster and we can finish this book. Mr. Salehi, Mr. Arifzadeh.